You better watch out, 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 you better watch out. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out, he's gonna find out, he's gonna find out, he's gonna find out, he's gonna find out.
It's top song and top artist, right? Not album?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, top song, top artist.
God damn it.
Welcome to the show.
My top song.
Ah, shit!
I found a reason to open the show.
You weren't supposed to do it.
No,
she
I hit record.
Wait.
No, well, it didn't matter. I didn't record at that point.
He was still singing and shit.
I mean, that's...
It's always a moment of silence. How much have you guys changed?
Oh, we don't do moment of silence anymore. That's what the pre-show is.
He doesn't do moment of silence. He just starts it.
Does Jesse do moment of silence?
I mean,
I
say moment of silence, but
either.
Like I don't use it for anything.
Well,
it's just at this point, it's just habit.
Welcome.
Get myself in the zone.
Welcome to Podzilla 1985 After Dark, the musical. All singing, all dancing tonight here on the show. We're talking about music. It's going to be hot. We're going to talk about our 2019 Spotify's or something. I really don't know, but I got my Spotify pulled up just in case. My name
Spotify
is
Spotify Wrapped.
Shannon Young, Mr. 100 Song, top one.
That was attractive.
Well, Lindsay thought it was funny.
Timing-wise, that's all.
Mountain Dew hit the spot.
Shannon Young. Mr. 100. With me, of course, Jesse Kimball.
Hey, that's me.
The world's biggest Colts fan.
That might be true literally and figuratively. No, it's not. I've seen some of those guys.
There's some fat people out there listening to the show. If you're one of those fat guys listening to the show.
Welcome.
I don't understand the joke.
I don't know what we're doing right now.
I don't either.
But I don't like it.
It's my people. Lindsay Wolfgang with us here tonight.
Hello.
And then not with us, Allie Abair, because she had to work, but instead, the original Gator hater, Mandy Kennedy, Little Fitty.
I hold my rightful place at this goddamn throne.
It is.
The original Gator hater.
She's the original Gator hater. Woo!
Well, okay.
I just stopped listening to him after he said original, because, I mean, let's be real.
I got where you're going with it.
Technically, CJ is the original. Or Krista.
All right.
Yeah,
but I easily
Krista
am on par with Krista.
Krista never likes anything I post, but today I posted that picture of me from wrestling, and she liked it. And I was like, "Why this one? did she actually like
her
it?
Face or is covered?
It's just well, I thought maybe it's just the first one she's actually seen me post. So
yeah,
because
she I don't
like.
I don't think she gets on Facebook all that often.
No, this is on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
and Instagram especially, I think she's trying to get more active in Instagram.
Well, is she? Because she's in that.
She's trying to. Yeah, she's trying to get all that the social media stuff going.
Well, yeah, because she's a part of that
stuff.
Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, that one.
That she's trying to sell 4D or whatever, which is just a scam, and she's in a pyramid scheme. And the poor girl, we need to get her out of it. Look, I care about her.
Yeah.
I care about her. Every time she posts something, sometimes I'll reply and mention how cute her sneezes are.
And that's why she hates you.
Yeah, I like to provoke the bear, as they say.
Just poke the bear.
No, I provoke the bear. I can't poke the bear. Me too. Hashtag.
What the fuck?
So Mandy's back.
Hey.
Is it all December?
For sure this week. I'm not sure about next week because my son has a taekwondo potluck thing. So and that starts at 6. So I don't know. I might be able to make it. I don't really know.
Well, since you're here, I'll let you make the tie-breaking vote.
Okay.
I'm on Allie's Facebook page right now because she stays logged on the computer. Should I post on her page that Obama was the first Nigerian president?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why is she the tiebreaker? Who else has voted?
It was me because I think it's a good idea, and then you two probably think it's a bad idea, and you two you don't count as much as me.
I mean, I think it's funny.
I almost
it's
want
very
him
funny.
To do it now, just because Allie's going to post some sarcastic shit back.
Not if no one tells her.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, it's being posted as Allie.
Yeah, but then she'll get a notification and be like, what the fuck is this for?
She'll get a notification as people are commenting on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, you should at some point, like, post something and then turn off notifications for that post.
Also, she'll never know.
Oh, shit. Yes.
I posted.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure if I posted that, she would be less offended than when I posted the thing a couple
oh,
weeks
about
ago.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
She got actually upset about that.
She did.
She's about to throw bowls.
She wanted to hurt you.
I mean, most people want to hurt me.
But she wanted to like really hurt you?
I have a very punchable face, I've been told.
Hmm.
But no one will do it because they're pussies and I'm big. I had something I wanted to mention at the start of the show here. Oh, there in internet stupidity news, because I think this is goddamn Facebook. Load the fucking page, Facebook. When I tell you load, you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
See, I figured you were going to talk about Melania coming to the defense.
It's coming,
Greta.
In time.
Yeah,
in time.
Because children are off limits.
Well, they're our future.
Yeah. So you can't bring up names of kids.
This was first. This is a video game story. And it's about, I don't know who this guy is, but I also am so out of the loop when it comes to like streamers and what's popular online. I mean, you can tell because we do a podcast.
Shit. Yeah.
This might as well be like old time radio at this point. But his name is Harrison Jr. Harrison Patrick Stewart. He's a verified streamer and partner on Microsoft's Mixer, if that means anything to anybody.
No.
He posted a picture of himself with the text that said, "Come watch a registered sex offender play Fortnite with 10-year-olds.
Damn!
What?
Would you believe that he was, his partnership was in?
Jesus Christ.
I would. Was he referring to himself as the registered sex offender?
Yeah, because the picture has like glasses and a mustache. He looks like a registered sex offender.
Oh, I get the joke now.
He posted a tweet later that said, "I want to apologize for my recent tweet. I absolutely agree that it was inappropriate, and I'm sorry to the people that it upset. I made it about thinking how it would read. I meant it as a joke, but I agree that the fact that it isn't something to be joked about, I'm sorry." One, I don't think he believes that. I think he still thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
He's sorry he got in trouble.
Because it is kind of funny. I'm watching a registered sex offender play Fortnite with 10-year-olds. But at what point when he was thinking of that joke did he think, this will be fine?
Microsoft will be A-okay with this.
I mean, look, I got a dark sense of humor too, but like, goddamn.
Yeah, no, that's just dumb. That's real dumb.
Usually child rape is one of those things I tend to stay away from.
You don't joke about that. That's one of the few things.
And I'm not saying you can't joke about it. Feel free. But I'm not going there. Now, what Jesse alluded to was the fact that old Donnie Turnip.
Old Donnie Turnip.
Back in the news again.
He never
leaves it.
Some point tonight, we should be learning whether or not he got that giant peach.
On, what was it, two articles of impeachment, I think it was? Corruption and obstruction of Congress?
Yes.
Which, cue the Keenan clip from SNL. Ain't not gonna happen.
And they had a whole bunch more that they were gonna go for, but
they did with those two.
The Republicans in the House wanted to amend a bunch of stuff.
So the way it's gonna work is that the Democrats will impeach him, but then it's just gonna get thrown out when it goes to
the Senate. Yes.
Yeah, because the Republicans are in charge. In fact, Mitch McConnell is pushing to acquit Trump of all charges, without even really knowing anything. It's just based on who he is. It's like, just
Moscow acquit him. Mitch.
Like, my God, if that's not corrupt as hell. And then someone out there would say, well, what if it were a Democrat? Yes, impeach him too.
Yes.
Corruption needs to be dealt with on all levels. God damn. Right. Is that so hard to understand?
Like, this apparently is not this should not be a partisan issue.
No.
It's like, you guys wouldn't be so up in arms about this if it was Hillary. Yes, I would.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't like Hillary to begin with. I voted for her because you know what the alternative was?
Trump.
Yeah. Also, quick shout out to
Hillary.
To my favorite
the
band.
The Butcher of Benghazi?
Coheed and Cambria.
That's your favorite man?
Band.
Oh, I thought you said man.
No, I said band.
I'm like, you know, it's a bunch of people. It's like
it's a whole Key bunch
and Peele isn't one guy.
What?
It's
no,
not,
shit.
I thought it was a guy named Kean.
Director Key and Peele?
No, the Coheed and Cambria. Spoiler alert for their topic of the night. But yeah, Coheed and Cambria released a music video for their song Toys on their most recent album.
Or Cobalt and Calcium.
I like Cobalt and Calcium.
I always like that too.
Yeah, it's fun. The music video is great, and everybody should go watch it.
Yeah, it's on their YouTube channel.
Yes.
So, highly recommended. Very fun. In keeping with the whole theme of music tonight, it reminds me that last year when that album came out, which was Vaxis. What was the full title of the album? Because I always forget.
It's Unheavenly Creatures. Yeah, Vaxis
Act
something,
One. Something
Act
like
One.
That. Unheavenly
the Trial
Creatures.
Of Vaxis Act
let's
1
just,
or something
let's
like
just
that.
Go with the Unheavenly Creatures. That makes sense.
Unheavenly Creatures is the easy way to do it.
That came out the same day as 21 Pilots' new album.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, and we did a poll.
We did, and I felt so bad for Allie because she was so excited about it, and I was just like, well, it shouldn't have come out the same day as Coheed and Cambria.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, on Spotify, they just have it as the Unheavenly Creatures.
Yeah. That was just unfortunate for her. But anywho, so Trump today, in the midst of all the trouble he has, decided to take a swipe at 16-year-old
Greta Thunberg
of Asperger's a girl with Asperger's, 16 years old.
Environmental activist.
Yes. For daring to call out, like, what's happening in the world.
Yeah, she was named Times Person of the Year.
Was, which, mm-hmm. like, whether you agree with that or not, it's kind of a bullshit. It's a bullshit thing anyway. It's a whatever.
Yeah, Times Person of the Year has had, like, a lot of, it's whatever.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't Trump Times Person of the Year a couple years ago.
I think so. Because I thought, yeah, like, 2016 he was.
Hitler was like once, so...
Yeah, person of the year isn't necessarily an honor.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that they were the best person. It's not best person of the year. It's just person of the year. And there weren't many people that made more waves than Greta Thunberg. But anyway, so he posted a thing saying that she has anger management issues and that she needs to just watch an old-fashioned movie with a friend and chill, which is like, one, how fucking creepy is that? That the president of the United States is taking weird swipes at a 16-year-old girl on Twitter. My God. And she replied in the best way. She changed her profile on Twitter to
dealing with anger management issues,
currently watching an old-fashioned movie with a friend. Oh, so
that was just spectacular. Trump apparently deleted that tweet.
Of course he did.
And I'm just waiting for, like, Melania's got to step up. I mean, can't involve children.
We mentioned this on wrestling last night. So there's a wrestler named ACH. He was in WWE briefly as Miles Jordan, and there was this big controversy. And he has gone on Twitter and just, like, ranted repeatedly to the point that it's almost like he's become a joke / whatever. And it reminded me a lot of Trump. I always thought if Trump would stop tweeting so much, the stupid shit that he tweets out, he probably wouldn't get in half as much trouble as he does because people would just kind of not pay attention to him.
Yeah.
But when you put yourself in the spot like that, like, constantly.
Because he craves the attention.
He does crave the attention. He's a showman. He's an entertainer. He's not a president. He's an entertainer. This is the dude that had a Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
Like, he had zero qualifications to be president of the United States, but he has plenty of qualifications to be an entertainer. It's not hard. I do it.
Yeah.
And if I can do it, anyone can do it.
All of us here at this table. Like,
but yeah, so when they made an off-color joke about Barron Trump during the impeachment hearings.
Because we talked about this last week.
Last week or a week before, one of the two. Melania Trump, Donald's lovely wife, who brought class back to the White House and instead of being an ape in heels, which is what one tweet said.
Yeah, that was a celebrity too, wasn't it?
No, she was some kind of political figure, like lower state type thing.
I remember that it was a verified account that said it.
Yes.
Like, I don't remember who, but...
Yeah, and then said, no, I'm not racist. I mean, yeah, I said ape in heels, but I'm clearly not racist. Anyway.
Yeah, clearly.
When they made those comments, Melania Trump got super up in arms. You don't use children. There's an unspoken rule. You don't use children in politics. It's not a very followed rule because when I was younger, I remember, of course, Obama's children, the Bush daughters were constantly put in the public, uh-huh. Chelsea Clinton. Mm-hmm. But she made such a big deal out of it.
It goes all the way back to the Carters. Like, I remember, like, the Carters' children.
Yeah, I mean, it's in politics, everything's cheap. You know, it's cheap swipes in politics.
Take whatever shots you can.
Right, whatever dirt you can. But, you know, Melania got in such a up in arms about it, and you don't use children. They should be ashamed of themselves. And yet today, Donald Trump mocks a 16-year-old girl with Asperger's, and nothing from Melania Trump, nothing from Republicans.
Yeah, because we called her out last week on being a hypocrite,
right,
for coming out, like, in defense of her child, which
is fine. You should defend your child.
Well, the thing was, like, nobody said anything about her child. Like, nobody said anything negative
about
her.
They just used his name.
They just said, yeah, they brought up his name.
Donald Trump is actively
attacking a child.
Yeah, and not the first time either.
No, yeah, and that was what we were talking about last week, like, the hypocrisy of it. It's not the first time that he's attacked a child.
Or disabled people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or fat people or
Women.
He made fun of Ted Cruz's wife, the way she looked. He said of his accusers, "Do you think I would ever touch that?" Stuff like that. I mean, and nothing. And, like, it's sad. She has an she's built her platform on anti-bullying.
Yeah, she's not anti-bullying. I don't know what she is.
She's a puppet. She's a puppet like everybody else.
Yeah.
It's very sad. I wish it wasn't a thing.
Let's move on to music. Let's just.
Whoa, you didn't talk about the motherfucker of the week.
Oh shit.
Ooh.
Okay. Who's our motherfucker this week?
It could be Melania again, I guess.
Yeah, it could be. No, I mean, like, this. This I feel like is just validation on last week's motherfucker of the week. We called her out on being a hypocrite with no real evidence. Here's your evidence. Now that is an absolute verified motherfucker of the week for last week.
Well, bam.
I had a personal motherfucker, but I can't really say their names because it would be giving them attention. I do know their names, but I choose not to say it. But I had a customer in the store that came from GameStop. And, you know, of course, we've given GameStop shit our entire show.
Yeah.
Because it's a terrible company.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that work there we're actually pretty fond of.
Yeah. I mean, we've actually said it numerous times. Like, just because you don't like a company doesn't mean you can be shitty to the people that work there.
Right.
They're just employees.
This particular person was at GameStop first, came over here because he assumed, because he's dumb as a fucking brick, that he could trade in an Xbox One with just a power cable. That's it. No controller, no video cable, nothing like that. And they told him no. He got upset. And I didn't know any of this. He was very intimidating and threatening, and actually, I won't say their name, but actually caused this person that I know, I'm not great friends with, but we're friends, you know, we're acquaintances, caused her great distress. She cried. She had to go to the back. I didn't know it when he came over here, so I dealt with him like I always do. I try to be polite. I try to make the best of a bad situation. If I had known what he had done, I wouldn't have been that polite at all. I would have found ways to antagonize the guy. But it just comes to a point again that we've made, that you made a second ago. Is like, just when you're in the wrong, it doesn't really give you a right to be shitty to the people that are doing their job. Like, especially if you're wrong. Like, I don't understand fucking stupid people that go into a retail shop, and because they can't get the shit deal that they want, they act like you have fucking stabbed their child in the face or something.
And in their mind, though, they're not wrong, and that's the problem. Like, dude knew he was right. Like, it at every level.
Well, why
of
can't
his
I
being,
trade in an Xbox One with just a power cord?
Yeah, he knew he was right. Like, the core of his being, he understood, I am correct. The customer is always right. I am the customer. And
that
here we go.
That phrase needs to just go.
That phrase
away.
Needs to die a
really
horrible
does.
Death.
Really does.
So, yeah, he's.
The good customers can be right.
So well, good customers are usually wrong too, but they're nicer about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, they're at least nicer.
So he comes in with that mentality. Like, if an employee tells you, like, you know, that's not how that works, you can escalate to the supervisor if you want. Like, if you really feel that you're correct, escalate to the supervisor. Don't start berating the person. Just move on. Like, they're an employee at a store.
But there is no place where coming in with a console and just a power cable is okay. Like, that's just not that's not a thing that happens.
See, like, I remember I had that at GameStop all the time, and there would be people that would come in and tell me, or they would want to trade in just a console with just one cable. I'm like, all right, well, I got to charge you for a controller and the video cable.
Right.
And I would tell them that. Like, yeah, that's what I have to do. And the cheapest ones I could get you, I can get you a couple of used ones, assuming we had them in stock. So after that, they're like, all right, well, you're getting $5 for your console after I sell you a controller and a cable.
Yeah.
Would you like that? And more often than not, though, depending on like how methy the people look, they'd be cool with it.
Well, yeah, because there are the people that it didn't matter what you would say.
Oh, yeah.
They'd come in and I'd be like, all right, well, I can give you $6 for this PlayStation 4. Nah, that's fine. I'm going to have me buy some formula for my kids. You don't have kids, bitch. You're going to go buy cigarettes. Don't, or now vape. So don't.
Oh, that's, no, they're not trading in a PS4 for $6 for cigarettes.
Yeah, it's vape. It's vape
it's
juice.
It's not vape either.
Oh, you, well.
They're grabbing meth.
I guess it depends on the quality of the person. But yeah, like,
yeah, nobody's getting rid of a PS4 for that price for cigarettes. They'll do it for meth, though.
I can't believe that in the year of our Lord, what's his name? What's that guy's name?
Are you talking about 2019?
Yeah, well, the Lord.
Are you talking about Jesus?
You know, I had a joke based on that fucking, the Noid. God damn, I couldn't think of the Noid.
Are you okay?
Avoid the Noid.
Uh-huh.
Remember the Noid?
I remember.
Nope.
Was he Domino's?
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I could not think of the Noid. So fuck it. Joke's out the window. Point is, just don't be an asshole. My God. I cannot stress you how much I hate people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, Lindsay always says she hates people too, but she doesn't have the hatred in her heart that I do. I hate real hard, and I hate real good.
You underestimate me.
You underestimate how badly I just want to just fucking choke out every piece of shit that comes in here and tries to sell me stuff. I had this fucking junkhead come in here today, and he had a bag full of controllers, and he wanted to sell them. All of them were broken, missing buttons. One was like broken in half, and I wanted to take the bag and look at the guy and go, why the fuck would I buy any of this? What is wrong with you? Would you buy it? Well, you probably would buy this, wouldn't you, fucking junkie? Yeah. God damn.
This is the stuff he collected from trash cans around town.
Alaska can't be worse than this. It just can't.
Canada's closer.
Yeah, but Alaska's colder, and I can die there, and no one will know. Canada, they're always checking on you.
With all that free healthcare.
Sons of bitches. All right. Oh, the actual motherfucker of the week. It's just that guy that slapped the reporter on the ass.
Hold on.
Mandy, did you hear this story?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, this is pretty bad.
So there's this reporter, and you can find this video online. There's a reporter. She's on the side of this marathon, right? And she's doing, like, you know, the promo thing while people are running behind her. So people kind of run behind her, and they wave and stuff. And then this one guy just runs up and slaps her on the ass and keeps running. Turns out that guy, because the internet found out who he was, because the internet always finds out who you are.
Yeah.
He's a fucking youth pastor and a Boy Scout leader.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's fucked now.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, no, what a piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
This man is around children.
Jesus.
She filed charges, by the way.
Good.
Funny.
Even if she loses, I hope she just drags this guy through the mud.
Oh, yeah, no, like that even getting a little bit public, like there's clear video. Like, even if, you know, they're not successful in a lawsuit or something like that, he is still out his job.
Yeah, I hope his life is ruined.
Done fucked
like,
up.
What makes you think you have the right to slap a girl on the ass? And people's comments online, some of them were like, well, she shouldn't have been in the line of fire. When Allie heard that, I have never seen her look angrier. She looked at me and she said, and I know you have to pay the money to get the official version, but she looked at me and said, what the fuck does that mean? She was in the line of fire.
And even their bullshit, he's like, I was raising my hand to wave at the camera.
Yeah, and then he made a split-second decision to smack that ass.
Yeah. No.
So
she was in the line of fire. He loaded that hand up. Didn't matter who was there.
I will say I have accidentally smacked a girl's butt.
Uh-oh. In a marathon while she was doing the report?
No, this is not in a marathon. So I was at Burger King. I was 16. And I was just fucking around with this like cup. And I remember I had fumbled it and I was trying to catch it. And I, you know, make a grab for it and it ended badly.
Boy, you're lucky you didn't do that now.
One of our hosts.
Well, no, she thought it was hilarious because, I mean, like.
She wouldn't think it's funny now. Now the women got it in their heads that their bodies belong to them.
A couple Friday nights ago
at
work. I'm just going to ignore that shit.
Just ignore that shit.
That's a good plan.
So I'm talking to the host and she's like talking, you know, people get animated with their hands. She's talking and she turns around and her hand flies into this guy's nuts. And he just goes, oh, and she goes, oh my God, I'm sorry. And he's just like holding his balls, slowly walking. He goes, it's all right.
She was at least sitting. Otherwise, he's got to be like stupid.
No, we
tall.
Were standing and talking, and then she just like, well, it was like turning around and just flung around. And he, which I'm pretty sure is pretty intoxicated. That whole table was, and he was definitely like just in the 20s, but it was, he just holding him and slowly walking, half doubled over. It's okay. We went to the back about crying, laughing.
Well, he shouldn't have been in the line of fire.
Yep. Yeah,
exactly. He was in the line of fire.
Yeah.
That's his fault.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, no. I mean, shit like that happens. This was not that.
No, not at all.
This was like, you watch the video. This dude like purposefully like, here we go and ass. And gone.
I like that your reasoning is ass.
That was his reasoning. He wanted a little bit of ass.
All right. Let's get to what we were going to talk about. As basically stalling.
Ooh, some ass? Oh, I mean.
Yeah, we're talking about the top 20 asses of 2019.
Number two is America's ass.
Christopher Evans.
That's the one. All right. No, let's go ahead.
Where does J-Lo count on your list?
I she's not on there.
I have to say, I have to acknowledge the elephant in the room. I need to know what's so funny about
this. I know, right? He's fucking gone. Look, he's cracking up now.
CCW star Justin Smart joining us in the studio behind us.
Fucking giggling.
Because I never hear Justin laugh in general. When it is, it's just a short chuckle. But he's dying over there.
Yeah, something is really getting to him.
I'd like and to think I, he's I watching like torture videos or something.
For a second, I would like to think that it was us, but like he was laughing at times it was no, nothing it funny happening.
No one's ever laughed at what we said. Just be honest with
I
yourself.
I wish we had something to throw at him.
You have a wad of paper right there.
Yeah, I'm almost done with this drink.
That's not going to make it.
You can clock him in the head with his can. Oh, by the way, Jesse, tonight's episode of Podzilla After Dark, brought to you by GT Grape Nos, the official drink of After Dark.
It's never brought to people by that.
We're all
hashtag not an actual sponsor.
Craig Ferguson is the answer.
Hey, Craig Ferguson's funny.
Hey, don't litter. Pick that up.
You threw it.
Oh,
so, the official.
I figured out the answer, and that's how we're going to be.
The official topic of the night.
Excuse me.
Nos?
There is no excuse for you.
No, I know. Dump your peace fucking tea.
Why would you do that? I'll dump your Mountain Dew, bitch.
It's almost gone. It's old. You saw when I bought this, right?
Oh, shit. I figured you got another one.
Oh. No, bitch. They're not getting another $1.50 out of my ass.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that's still cheaper than the gas station.
Yeah, it is.
Fuck,
like $1.90 for a bottle of soda everywhere else.
The topic of the night.
Music.
Oh, I thought I was going to talk about Ghostbusters, too.
God damn it. Oh, yeah, God damn it. You should have been on Tuesday.
Oh,
I wasn't in
Burn. I never
you weren't.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll save my thoughts on Ghostbusters because we're really trying to put that show together with me and Cody and Hunter.
Yes,
and maybe Austin because Austin's a big fan. They were the top four fans of Ghostbusters.
You know, we were talking about it on Tuesday or on Monday.
They mentioned that there was a hierarky of fandom.
We had the tier list.
Yeah,
you guys are like the S tier fans. Then yes. You have like the A tier fans would be like me and Lindsay and Dalton. Why are you looking at
Lindsay?
And then
you have the
wannabe
tier. Because Cody ain't watched it. Lindsay
did make that joke on Monday.
I know. She beat Dalton to it. Because Dalton's a little slow on the draw. We'll save our thoughts for that. Other than the trailer looks really good, go watch it.
Yeah, that could be the next Tuesday show. Like, just do the...
Well, it's Mr. 105 Star.
Yeah.
I don't know if Ace is a big Ghostbusters fan. If we can make it happen.
Ace likes Ghostbusters, I thought.
Yeah, but not to the extent that I like Ghostbusters.
Well, no, we already established that you guys are in a different tier.
If I had children, you know what I would name them?
Harold?
Mistake.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
I like hers better.
Right?
Is that from the Bible?
Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Yeah.
No.
Man, bitch, move on to music. This motherfucker don't know.
He's gotta know.
I know he knows. He knows that we know that I know that he knows. You some shit.
Okay, so let's get on to this.
Why yeah.
Spotify Wrapped happened.
I didn't ruin anything. I'm just sitting here listening to you talk.
And Spotify Wrapped has been the biggest thing on social
Speaking
media.
Speaking of rap.
For the last couple of weeks.
Shut the fuck up.
Speaking
we're
of
talking,
rap.
We're talking.
What about Eminem and Nick Cannon? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I only barely know what you're talking about.
Nick
like
Cannon,
I heard they're in the news for stuff. But
Nick
I don't
Cannon
know
decided
what.
To take a swipe at Eminem, and literally everyone in rap said, "You shouldn't have done that."
yeah,
that's fair.
And they've just been going back and forth at each other, apparently.
Well, Nick Cannon's
I don't know why
been going.
That was so funny to me.
You know how you can tell Eminem hasn't gone back and forth because Nick Cannon is still alive. He'll be eviscerated. All right, so Jesse, tell us about the topic of the night. So Her Majesty can stop being so upset.
So Spotify, every year they kind of do like the year-end rewind. 2019 obviously is a big year because we're going on to 2020 here pretty soon. We're in a new decade. So we have the Spotify Wrapped this year, gave you all the stuff, like all your stats from 2019, and then all the way back to the beginning of you being a Spotify member. Longer, obviously, for some than others. And I think it's super cool, and that's been kind of dominating social media in general, like people posting, like, you know, this band is my number one of 2019 of the decade, et cetera, right. et cetera. So, yeah, I thought that it would be cool for us to talk about a little bit of that and then fill in the gap from 2010 to whenever you had Spotify.
When does your Spotify list start? Because mine is 2016.
Mine starts in 2013.
Okay. 15. I wish it was 13. I should have been smarter.
Lindsay, yours
left
is
my
this year,
iPod
like
sooner.
3 months ago.
Yeah, Lindsay's fresh.
Yeah, Lindsay's real fresh.
Lindsay still has a peach fuzz.
Yeah, no, I've because
on
I
your
remember,
upper lip.
That's not any better.
Definitely not.
It's better than the other option.
Because I remember, I was a big proponent of because Spotify hit me with that like the crack dealer price.
Yep.
They're like, I remember it was a promo they were running forever, and they still run occasionally. It's like you pay 99 cents for the first 3 months, and then you know you keep paying whatever the price is after that. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'll throw $1 at this and see how I like it. And I haven't listened to Pandora Radio since.
Yeah, because everybody was on Pandora back then.
Yes.
Pandora sucks. It just does.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that the Pandora's radio feature is better than Spotify's radio feature.
Definitely.
But I don't give a fuck about the radio feature.
Yeah, I just want to hear songs that I want to hear.
Right.
I remember.
And if I
want to
hear new stuff, I have the Discovery playlist.
I would tune into Spotify or Pandora, and I'd put it on one of those channels, and I would just hope for a song that I liked. Like, that's no fun.
Yeah, you couldn't even, like, search to start it or anything. Yeah. You just had to, like, hope that when you went to that channel, they played your favorite song of that artist and then some good stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was good for finding music when you, like, needed some new shit, but...
But Spotify just does such a better job.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy. And then they added really crazy stuff, like Taylor Swift's back on there, which I'm happy about.
Jay-Z?
Who?
Jay-Z's on there now.
Okay, I legitimately didn't hear you. I wasn't a joke.
I really thought you were making, like... No, like you cannot just be making this bit about Jay-Z.
No, he's on there now. Because
yeah, I know Jay-Z's
I saw
on there.
It on there. The funny thing is my friend John literally just canceled his premium and an hour later they announced that Jay-Z, he's like, God.
You should have messaged me like, hey, Joe Camel's back on Spotify.
Man, Spotify will be the last like monthly service I cancel.
Yeah. I'd get rid of Netflix first.
I would absolutely get rid of Netflix before I would Spotify.
Man, I don't know because the only time I listen to Spotify is at the store. Because at home, I'm always afraid to listen to music. One, there's so many people there. And two, like, the people that live downstairs or around me, I don't want to, like, bother them, even though they bother me. But I'll jam it here at the store. And I'm really appreciative of the fact that not only does Spotify do, like, musical artists, but they also do, they have a shit ton of soundtracks. They just added the Castlevania soundtracks on there. They had the Final Fantasy soundtracks. Chrono Trigger. I mean, it's such good stuff. You can play it here at the store. They've got a little bit for everybody.
Yeah, and they've also got like.
They even got Lindsay into Spotify because she didn't want to get it for the longest time.
Because I'm lazy.
They even have what you would call like meme music.
I don't know what that means.
So back in like the early days of the internet, like you'd have like Newgrounds and stuff like that.
Of course.
You would have songs like that would hit. I remember on my Discovery playlist one time, Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny popped up on there. And that was just like you can't even call it a one-hit wonder. It went viral back in the early days of the internet. And I hadn't heard it in, you know, years. And it hit my Discovery playlist. And I remember, like, I was sitting there listening to it. I was at work. And I just hear the do-do-do. Like, I hear the beginning of it. I'm like, what? No.
What?
No way. And then, yeah, it was Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny.
So, Bob sent me a song today and a video. And I don't know why he sent it. And I want to ask if you guys have ever heard of this song, and you can tell me why you sent it to me. Maybe it's a joke I don't get. It's, let me pull it up here.
Was somebody knocking on the door?
Somebody was skateboarding.
Oh.
It's a song called Ozone Maya High.
Is that the Numa Numa song?
Yeah. They say Numa Numa in it.
Yeah.
Is that a joke? What is that?
I might know it then.
How do you not know about the Numa Numa kid?
I don't know. I guess I missed out.
It's the 15th anniversary of the Numa Numa Kid was this year.
You're still not explaining to me what the Numa Numa Kid is.
Okay. I have no clue what this
is. Another viral video from the early days of the internet. It was basically this heavyset kid.
Aw. It always is.
He really liked this song, and there's a video of him just jamming out to it, like lip syncing with it. And it got really, really internet popular.
For a good reason, right?
Not
because he's an overweight kid having fun.
It was definitely that last part.
All right, so let's talk about our Spotify. Let's start with our artist of the decade.
We're going to start there?
Let's start there.
Okay.
That's a good starting point.
That's fine.
The problem is I can't find mine.
What do you mean you can't find yours?
I've got my rap 2019, and I've got my top songs, and I cannot find my artist of the decade.
It's in the rap.
Yeah, the very last frame has your, like, one part is your 2019 and the other part is your of the decade.
Yes, I have best of the decade for me playlist.
He only has the playlist. After you look at it for so long, it won't bring it back up.
You just gotta restart it.
Go to, like, go to Chrome.
Oh, God.
So you said Shannon got you into Spotify finally?
I mostly just gave in because I wanted something to listen at work on truck day. Like
that's
literally, I listen to Spotify when I'm working truck in the back room at work and if I'm cooking. Like that's the only time I use it. Otherwise, I have my own stuff that I just play on my phone.
I always had my iPod and I like never wanted to give it up.
My
I was like,
MP3
no,
player.
Everything's on this. I don't need it. And I think it was Andrew who finally was just like, just download it. I literally downloaded it on the computer, and I think I literally spent 3 hours glued to it, just finding old artists and stuff and making playlists.
Well, that's just it. Like, I haven't found half of what I still have saved on my MP3 player.
Then, actually, I have a fun one. Do you guys have your Spotify pulled up?
Yeah.
This is this could be a fun one.
But then I also got sucked in with the 99 cent, like Jesse did.
It's a good deal.
I was spreading that deal around like all over the place. I was just telling
everybody.
I think
you and Andrew both were like, just do it. All right. And then I never went back.
What's the first song you ever added to Spotify?
How do you know?
Oh, mine didn't have that.
Well, no, just go to your Spotify list and just look at the first song
like just
by
the
date.
Just like the liked.
What? Yeah. Just like you have playlists, right?
Yeah.
Go to your first playlist and look at the first song you ever added.
I don't know what my first playlist was.
Jesus Christ. I don't think you can do it on your phone.
Because I'm not subscribed.
On your phone? Oh, she's not subscribed.
I'm still just using the free crap. Premium?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, well, I can say what mine is since I'm the only one.
Okay.
The first song I ever added to Spotify, it was in 2015. It was Fall Out Boy, favorite record.
Yeah.
I can't see when I added, but mine was Babel from Mumford & Sons.
Hmm.
How did you?
I went to the my big playlist.
Yeah.
And I sorted by date and went all the way to the end.
Yeah, I don't get those options because I'm not paying.
So, Jesse, what's your top five? Because my top five, my first five ever added is Favorite Record by Fall Out Boy, Cups by Anna Kendrick. Oh. My songs Know What You Did in the Dark by Fall Out Boy.
What?
Suit and Tie by Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z. And Jumpin' by Destiny's Child. Boy, I wish I hadn't done this now.
This playlist, whenever I assembled it, I just added a whole bunch of stuff, kind of like
I just started going through songs that I can remember.
I went to recently played, and I just started adding to playlist from
recently
played.
What I tend to do is I'll look up something specifically, and then it brings up all of like the suggested, and then I just start going down through their suggested and hitting stuff that I know I like.
That also works. I have Babel, Talent Goes By, Sly Fox, the original mix from Cohen Sound.
Oh.
Kill Your Heroes from AWOL Nation and The Hound of Blood and Rank from Coheed and Cambria.
Allie calls them AWOL Nation, and I told her she's an idiot.
I don't see where you can sort by date on the playlist.
Go to the three dots by the name of the playlist.
Mm-hmm, and then sort playlist?
Yes, sort playlist.
Okay.
And then you sort by recently added.
Oh, okay. Mine might have been How to Save Your Life by The Fray.
That's one of my top songs.
Because I know that's one of the first playlists I made.
So but, Lindsay would not be able to go to .com/wrapped since she's a free member?
I have no idea. Because I don't know what the free.
I mean, I have my top five artists and top five songs. It showed me that.
Okay, well let's do our top five artists like we said originally. Lindsay, let's start.
Are we doing top five 2019 backwards?
So we're not doing the decade then. We're not starting off with decade.
Isn't that what it is? The top artists of the decade.
And then there's your top five.
What I'm asking because we have they gave you the top five of 2019 and they gave you the top five of.
Oh,
decade.
That it didn't give me because I've only been on for 3 months.
All right, that's so let's do our top five of the year, and then those of us that have a decade can do decade.
There you go.
What's your top five?
Are we just doing all of them in one shot?
Should we do them all in one shot or go around the table?
Go ahead. Do it all.
Okay. Okay. So keep in mind, as I was just telling Mandy, I usually only do this during truck at work, and so I tend to keep it to not my weird stuff that's being played because I'm at work. And I would usually just hit their 80s or 90s playlists of their random stuff for the day without me finding things.
You don't have to justify it.
I'm just explaining it.
Okay.
And I've got don't get me wrong. I like all five of these that are on my list, but they're just So my
but who
top-
are they? I'm sorry.
Are you done mocking me?
I just want to know. Please.
Okay, my top five are Weezer.
Yeah, of
ABBA.
Course. Jesse, are you okay over there?
I'm good. That broke me a little.
ABBA's good.
Queen.
Okay.
Weird Al Yankovic.
All right.
Okay, yeah. And Elton John.
So you don't have to explain any of
those.
Those
are solid
list.
No,
those,
I know.
And those are all very Lindsay things.
Yes, right. They are.
There's no need to explain. Yeah,
it's
no
just most of them haven't been ones that I myself picked. They just played in those random things, and I marked, yes, I like this.
Well, see, I don't know if it's better or worse that mine are picked, because here's my top five of the year.
Okay.
Number five is Green Day.
Yay.
Of course. Number four is Post Malone. This is where I would be like, oh, I told you you'd like them. Number three, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
Which is probably in every list. Number two, Jesse, you know what number two is?
I'm going to guess Coheed and Cambria.
It's Coheed and Cambria, which I thought would be number one, but
And I guessed your number one.
Is it 21 Pilots?
No, it's Nobuo Uematsu from the
Final Fantasy.
Because
You've been listening to it nonstop.
Jamming so much Final Fantasy music.
And it's crazy to me that you have jammed, because that just hit like 2 months ago.
I play it at
work. You've been jamming so much Final Fantasy.
All the time. So that's my top five. Mandy, what about you?
So I don't know if this is for decade or the year. I just looked at my top five and it didn't.
I think if it's five, it's the year.
Yeah, that should be for the year. It didn't give you the decade until the very end, I don't
think. I don't think I screenshot that. So are we starting at the top or the bottom or does it matter?
I just went from the top.
I went from five
down.
Up.
All right. My first one is John Bellion. I knew he'd
so
be top three.
One, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew he'd be top three. I feel like I betrayed Lights and I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I love you,
Bay. Too.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to betray you with John. Goddamn John Bellion. Number two is the Chainsmokers. I love them. And Closer was a very big obsession of mine. Number three is Lights. So top three. There
wow.
we go.
Third place.
Number I know.
So
I'm fucking
band.
I'm such a quote.
How many how many comics do you have from John Bellion?
Bitch, if he had them. Oh my god. I do have all of his albums though, vinyl. Number four is Hikaru Utada.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts.
Uh-huh. Holy shit. Based on one song?
I named like three or four. But
Utada Hikaru only did one.
Okay. No, she didn't.
She did Simple and Clean.
Okay, and
bitch,
you don't even know how many times I YouTube that shit. But Simple and Clean, she also did the Passion/Sanctuary for the second game.
Okay.
And then she did Face My Fears with Skrillex. So she's done all of them.
But so you're basing one of your top artists of the year on three
songs. Damn right.
Oh, she listens to that much.
Oh, yo, when Kingdom Hearts dropped, I listened to like five Kingdom Hearts on repeat every day for like a good fucking month.
Jeez, that's just shock.
And then when Lindsay Sterling did her cover of Don't Think Twice, like, fuck. It's so good. Why are you shaking your head?
I
That's
don't
upsetting.
Like her.
Mm. She doesn't like Lindsay
Sterling. I have an irrational hatred of her, and it's just purely irrational.
Yeah.
I think it's because I don't like other people that have the name Lindsay.
Lindsay is straight up Sith. She based everything on emotion and not logic.
And then my number five is Halsey.
I like Halsey.
Yeah.
Halsey was. Did you see her on SNL?
Mm-mm.
She was so funny.
I bet.
She's incredibly funny.
She's amazing.
And I want to point out that similar to hers, Kingdom Hearts, my Post Malone was strictly based on
Sunflower,
and Rockstar.
Yes, dude. Yeah. Mine is now Sunflower and Circles. Those two.
I haven't heard that
good.
One yet.
Circles is
I'm
good.
Surprised Poppy didn't land on my list.
I actually, because
yeah,
I remember that was one of my
that
guesses.
Pretty hard.
Oh, I hit Poppy hard, man.
Because I remember I guessed like three out of your five.
You did.
Your Final Fantasy was just more than her.
Yeah, well, that's because there's way more Final Fantasy than was Poppy. So, Jesse, what about your top five?
All right, so my bottom, like I'm gonna pull Lindsay here and justify a little bit. So like my bottom three of the top five. Clearly, in 2019, I was feeling nostalgic. Because I went Disturbed as my number five. Linkin Park is my number four.
Yeah.
System of a Down is my number three.
Jesus.
And then Twerp is my number two. And then Coheed and Cambria, of course, is my number one.
So that's the only artist that's landed on two lists so far.
Coheed. Mm-hmm. We have a variety
I'm
here at
the table.
I'm
honestly surprised because I listened to The Dark Sentencer. Lord.
such a good album. There's so much information here I didn't even know about. Like, they also have what genres you listen to.
Yep.
And my five.
I was genre fluid.
It only gave me one.
I'm also genre fluid. What was yours, Linz?
Rock.
I feel like everybody, except for, I guess, Lindsay, would be genre fluid, though, with the genres that I have are all in the same genre, except for maybe one.
I would say Lindsay's very genre fluid, but they might not have hers on Spotify.
My list that I have on there right now is pretty much rock, pop, and Disney music on there.
Yeah, because she's
big
into the anime.
But I have a little bit of everything on my computer.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of different genres on my playlist and everything, but like my top five genres are all basically rock.
So this is weird. Here's my top five genres. Pop punk, rock, pop, alternative metal, Final Fantasy.
Final
I
Fantasy
like that
is
Final
own
Fantasy
genre.
Gets its own.
It's its own genre.
Yeah,
it's
mine,
not even instrumental. It's just Final Fantasy.
Mine was post-grunge, modern rock, pop, pop punk, and rock.
My top generic is pop.
Huh.
So you just had pop?
Yeah, it just has pop.
Well, yeah, so there's more stuff I didn't know.
I guess not everybody is genre fluid like us, Shannon.
It's just us.
The only thing it gave me was my how many hours I've listened, which is just pathetic. Minutes listened, which is pathetic.
Over 100 hours listening to Nobu Matsu.
230 hours listened to Coheed this year.
I do have, so it's pop punk, pop rap, rock and...
pop rap or prep.
Is that like pop
Editronica?
Rock? Pop rocks.
Inditronica. I forgot the end.
Inditronica.
They also, I didn't know this, they have your top 10 songs.
Yes.
I have my top five, which I would not have picked any of these to be mine.
You go first that you have five. All right.
These are purely from my listening to my 80s mixes at work. Okay. I have Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Don't Stop Believin'.
Karma Chameleon by Culture
Club. Karma,
Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Wait, hold on. What was that old commercial? Are you singing Karma Chameleon? No. Fuck. Someone help me.
I got nothing on that,
Cody.
One, buddy.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Walking on Sunshine, which I don't remember who does that
sunshine.
One. And Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by
Wham. Yes!
I really thought it was going to be Wake Me Up Before September Ends.
No, mine was just purely like upbeat stuff, because when I'm doing truck, I'll just hit like the happiness one that's just all upbeat things so that I just get through truck and be done with it.
On the webpage, they show you the little picture of the album.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of the same album cover. Jesse, can you guess which album cover?
Oh, is it Unheavenly Creatures?
It is. So my top 10 songs from 10 to 1 is All on Fire by Coheed, Ruthless from Bone Thugs and Harmony from the New Waves album, which is a fantastic album if you're a Bone fan. I didn't even know it existed, and it's really good. It's their newest one. Number 8, The Final Battle from Final Fantasy. Number 7, Old Flames by Coheed and Cambria. Number 6, Sunflower by Post Malone and Swae Lee. I think that's how you pronounce it. Number 5, The Pavilion by Coheed and Cambria.
There you go.
Number 4, the official theme of House 100, the Let's Go, The Royal We by Run the Jewels. Number 3, The Gutter by Coheed and Cambria.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Rockstar by Post Malone and 21 Savage.
Yes.
And number 1, Nighttime Walkers by Coheed and Cambria. Really surprised Nighttime Walkers was my number 1 from that album.
My number 1 from that album is also very shocking.
Huh.
We'll get there.
Mandy, what about you?
So which one are we doing? I'm sorry. I've been trying to go through
like
this.
It's like your
top 10 songs.
I have two with top songs.
Because it should be like, because it posts it in like an album list.
Yeah.
Whenever I saw it.
Oh, is it like your most listened to ones?
I think so. Yeah, it's your most listened to songs.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Yeah,
that's the
okay,
page.
Okay, So Good, Gold House Remix. Sure.
Yeah, no, it plays
this
through
is,
it.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
and mine only thinking. Like mine had 10 showing, but it only popped up 5.
And then Sunflower. There's a Neck Deep song in there. Street Fight by Small Pools.
Yeah, there you go.
Dreams of an Absolution from Silver from Sonic because of my child.
Nice.
Love Me with Felix Cartel and Lights. And I know there's Here With Me, which is a mix of Marshmello featuring Churches, and then Face My Fears and Don't Think Twice from Hikaru, and then Molly and from Little Dicky, Most Girls, The Feeling, and Ride of Spring, and New York Raining.
Little Dicky.
Shit, it's rhyming stuff
off. I like Little Dicky.
Oh my God, that song's so good. Brendan Urie kills it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse.
So mine only gave me 5. There was a whole lot of Unheavenly Creatures artwork on there, but in the top 5, only one song from there made it. So the number 5 was Are You Ready? Then I had from Disturbed, we had BYOB from System of a Down, Synthesize Her from Twerp, What's Up Danger? I don't know who sings it. It's on the Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack.
Good soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and then Unheavenly Creatures from Unheavenly Creatures. Really, they could have just put like that album was probably my most listened to anything.
Oh, it's definitely the most listened to for me. And looking on my music that defined the decade, it's the top. It's top in 2 years in a row. Did you guys have that one too? The music that defined your decade?
I didn't. I haven't had a decade.
Blackway and Black Caviar is What's Up Danger.
Ooh.
So this one, it basically gives you the year, then it says top song and top artist. Do you have that?
For what year it is?
To go back, like that goes back as far back as you go.
Yeah.
But it's just one song and one artist. Mm-hmm. You do have that? Okay.
Yes. Mine doesn't have that.
All right, Manny's Me and You.
Yeah, it's in the, you don't have...
If you scroll down the page, it's like 14 out of 16.
That one I had four. Right. Yeah, each year. Okay, I misunderstood what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, I have, that's the one I was talking about. The mine goes all the way to 2013.
Jeez.
Because that's when I got Spotify. Yeah.
I'll kick it off since Lindsay doesn't have it because she only joined Spotify 3 months ago.
Well, I figured with that one, we could just start like with our custom list from 2010.
I don't remember.
And move on.
Lindsay is everybody
my custom list is Disney, My Little Ponies, and 80s crap. Mixed in with Green Day.
That was what I posted to the group chat today.
I must have missed it. I was super busy today. What was it?
Basically, I posted like, so everybody has like whatever year that they started. Like, right. I thought it would be cool to do like fill in the blanks basically all, like, for the whole decade. So like I have 2013 Spotify has, but obviously I didn't have Spotify in 2010, 11, or 12. So right. I just wrote in what I think those were.
Oh, that's what I was trying to do during
the
pre-show.
I don't remember what
like
at all.
No, 2010 to 2012 for me would probably have been probably still Coheed and Cambria, Nickelback, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Pretty much the exact same things I'm listening to now.
Yeah. Struggled. I mean, I guessed, but I tried to put something together.
A lot of more Japanese music back then. Gackt, yeah. Malice Mizer, Duran Gray, guys like that.
I participating with you.
I had some pretty, like, in fairness to me, like, I only had to do 3 years.
Yeah.
Because I've had it for a while. But I also, like, there were distinct things that happened in those years that allow me to remember what I listened to.
See, I don't attach music to that type of stuff.
I associate music with events in my life and people and things. So I
do too, but I could not tell you the fucking year.
Everything in my memory has a soundtrack. And
Vanessa Carlton, for sure. So 2007 is when my mom died. 2011 is when I got fired from GameStop, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So
That would be correct.
I started Shoe Carnival not long after that, and I listened to Vanessa Carlton hard at that point.
I think
he's
crying.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, he found the funniest fucking thing he's ever heard in his life.
And there's comedy happening at this table. He's uninterested.
Don't take it away from him, please. Here's my official one, though. My official one. So 2013 through 2019.
You had 2013 as well?
I did, because I guess I wasn't a premium subscriber then, but I did still listen to it.
Yeah.
So 2013 to 2019, top song and top artist. 2013, my top song was Radioactive.
I like that song.
Which makes a lot of sense, because I played a lot at the store, and people would request it.
Oh, man. Because you missed the bulk of the Defiance at GameStop.
I did.
With Radioactive.
No, we just played it.
Yeah.
Are you recording him dying on his shit?
Yeah, he just took off his hoodie because he's too hot from laughing. He's fucking pulling a me right now. Let's be real.
Yeah, he's turned bright red, and yeah, he's just...
He flipped me off because I'm recording.
His face is your hair.
He's fucking licking it.
My top artist in 2013 was Coheed and Cambria.
Woohoo.
2014, my top song was Black Sheep by Metric. What's that?
Oh, I was going to say, who's your artist? But
top artist is Green Day. 2015, my top song was Zero Visibility by Rise Against. And my top artist was Bone Thugs and Harmony. 2016, my top song was Get Ghost by Mark Ronson, I think is his name. It's the same guy that did the, that song with Bruno Mars. What was the name of it? Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Same guy. It's from the Ghostbusters soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And my artist was Green Day again. 2017, the top song, this one surprised me. You're going to Go Far, Kid. By
Offspring.
Yeah.
Offspring, yeah, I like that song.
And then top artist was Coheed and Cambria.
That was actually one of my top songs of the decade. You're Gonna Go Far, Kid.
2018, top song, The Dark Sentencer.
There you go.
And Coheed and Cambria's the artist. And then 19, top song was Nighttime Walkers, and top artist was Nobu Uematsu. Mandy, what do you got?
So I had to guess from 2010 to 2014. So for my artist for 2010, I went with A Day to Remember. And for my song, I went with Before the Worst from The Script. For 2011, I went with Lights. And the song is Every Road by The Main, which I think that's pretty spot on because I think that's when I enrolled for college. I think, if not, it might have been like the year after. But that song motivated me too, so that's around there. 2012, my artist is Mayday Parade. And my 2012 song is High Regard by The Story So Far. 13 is Sleeping with Sirens, and the song is Swim by Jax Mannequin. And then in 14, my artist is Jax Mannequin, and my song is Cactus in the Valley by Lights. So Hopefully those are kind of close. Spotify tells me in 2015 my artist was Time Flies and my song was Hand Grenade by The Almost. 2016, my artist was John Bellion. And
so this wasn't a this wasn't the first time you cheated on
I think John Bellion makes a couple of appearances on these lists.
And then my song for 16 is The Feeling by Justin Bieber.
Mandy!
Featuring Halsey! Okay.
Oh, Mandy.
So, 2017, The Chainsmokers, and no surprise, the song is Closer, The Chainsmokers featuring Halsey. As I said, that was a very staple song. 2018, John Bellion. But the song is Molly, Little Dicky featuring Brendan Urie.
God damn, that's a banger of a song right
2019, my artist is John Bellion.
Jesus!
John Bellion's her
Also,
Cody.
Andrew and I saw him 3 times in one fucking year, and it was the same goddamn concert every time. So that doesn't surprise me.
I can confirm this happened.
Yes. and my song for 2019 is Here With Me, which is Marshmello featuring Churches. But my artist of the decade was John Bellion, and that song was Luxury for the decade.
Also, so the 2017 the Chainsmokers thing, I can very much verify that. We had this like group playlist. It was like me, her, and Andrew and stuff like that. We did it for a trip. Yeah, Dalton. Dalton didn't really fuck with it though. It was kind of the three of us. We kept adding songs to it and like we were listening to it a lot. Anytime like we went anywhere and like there was music being played in the car, like Mandy would go to that playlist and she would hit Chainsmokers to start the playlist and she would go random from there. But it always started with Closer by Chainsmokers.
That song just fucking was everything to me.
I mean, it's on my big random playlist. Oh, I really like that song.
It still hits me. I'll crank that shit up.
Yeah. But anyway, was that all for you, Mandy?
Yeah. All right. I think so. We weren't doing anything else, were we? Well, we said everything, right?
I think there's still some more stuff to talk about. But I mean,
then I put shout out to Constantine by Something Corporate.
All right, so my by the year, 2010 was definitely Coheed,
good choice.
I was wearing out Good Apollo and Burning Star 4.
Oh. Yeah. Fear Through the Eyes of Madness,
and that album that was the year that I saw Coheed live for the first time.
Oh, was that when you got that picture with Claudio?
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
that's still
which was your profile picture for like 8 years. Yeah.
It was.
It's like a staple picture from him. I think it's his Twitter picture.
It is still my Twitter picture. Yeah. Yes. almost a decade later, it is still my Twitter profile picture. 2011. Oh, and the song was Welcome Home, just because.
Yep.
Is that still the song?
Yeah, that and The Final Cut, I think, were the two songs that I listened to the most.
Oh,
on
I love
album.
Final Cut so
I
much.
I like the Suffering so a lot good. On that one.
Of course, if you let Final Cut play.
Oh, then you get
to the twangy.
You get to the bonus song is what it was originally supposed to be. And it just kind of got appended to the end of the song instead of being like its own track.
Also, breaking news, literal breaking news. They just announced the new Xbox. It's called Xbox Series X, and holy shit, you need to look at it.
Ah!
It's literally what? A box.
It's it like looks like a computer PC tower.
Yeah.
Shannon and I on that shit.
Oh, I don't know about that one, Jesse.
I don't know about that one either, Shannon. Oh,
anyway,
all right,
we'll talk more about that on Monday with Nerd Up.
Yep.
Reaction on...
Oh,
it looks
yeah,
so
the Game
weird.
Awards. Yeah,
all
right.
That's all he
yeah,
put.
Yeah,
Instagram
live streaming this. Yeah.
So 2011 was almost certainly The Fray.
Yeah.
I remember, and How to Save a Life is going to be the song on there.
Yes.
I've liked The Fray for a really long time, but I remember I worked at Cross Trails Medical Center as an IT person in 2011. And I would frequently have to drive between the branches. Like, I would have to go to Advance and then from Advance to... And yes, I know people that don't live around here, you just heard me say that. That is how you pronounce that the name of that town. It comes from an old war general. I don't know much more about the history of that. And even if I did, I'm not going to go much further. It is called Advance, and it is spelled Advance. I know how to say the word. That's how they pronounce the name of their town.
Jesus Christ, Jesse.
Marble
no
Hill.
No one cared.
Somebody cared. Somebody cared.
My brain hurt.
Marble Hill was the other one. And then, Cape. I had to drive between those two. So I spent a lot of time on the road. And that was the CD I had with me, and I listened to it over and over and over and over again. 2012 was Alex Clare, and the song would have been Too Close. Did the same thing with that CD. Like, I was just obsessed with that album. The Lateness of the Hour was the name of the album. Completely obsessed with it for all of 2012 and a little bit of 2013. And I still frequently listen to that album. Now we go on to what Spotify had. 2013 was Mumford & Sons. The song was Take a Walk by Passion Pit.
Yes! That song is so fucking good.
It's really good.
Now I have to listen to Passion Pit now.
I love Passion Pit.
I know.
2014, also Mumford & Sons. The song Too Close by Alex Clare, so it made a comeback.
Yeah.
2015, Mumford & Sons.
Jesus.
Am I the only one that every time you guys talk about Too Close, in my head I hear, you're dancing too close and moving real slow.
Yes,
because I think
it hard for me.
So why aren't we giving Jesse shit?
Just me and you, Lens.
Why weren't we giving Jesse shit for all his Mumford & Sons?
What's that?
Why is Jesse not getting shit for all his fucking Mumford & Sons and I got shit for John Bellion?
Well, because
that?
Jesse never declared his undying love to one artist that he then modeled his complete
That's
look after.
That's Khalid for him.
Have you seen Claudio's hair? I don't see his hair like that.
That's not. I had the. This is
if
bullshit.
If my hair was very curly, it would look like Claudio's.
It'd take you years, boy.
I would do it. All right. So 2015, Mumford & Sons again. And the song was, I really like that band. And the song is What You Know by Two Door Cinema Club. 2016, Coheed.
There we go.
And the song was We Know the Way.
From yes,
the
Moana
soundtrack.
Do you know the way?
I'd rather know the way.
Oh, my God. I was honestly upset Moana didn't get anything in mine, because I cannot tell you how many times I listened to that soundtrack.
I'm surprised none of my Disney stuff popped in,
and
because
like,
I literally have a track that is just Disney and Muppets and My Little Pony,
yeah.
And I listen to it all the damn
and
time.
And I listen to a lot of, I think it's Alessia Cara, and she did like a remix of one of the Moana songs that I listen to all the fucking time.
Didn't she do the Moana's like song?
It's the like the opening one.
Oh, the opening. Okay, because I was thinking it was the one where she, like
her.
Know
not
your
where
song.
She's really. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was like the I Know Your Name. I think is the name of the
yeah,
song.
Yeah, no, it's
I
not her.
The one
it's
it
kind of
goes like da 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 da.
Oh my God, my phone's not
going to work. Chris Cornell, I Know Your Name.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go ahead and move past it.
Good idea.
2017 was Coheed and Cambria.
Yeah.
The song was The Final Cut.
Yeah.
2018, Coheed and Cambria.
Yeah.
The song was Dark Sentencer.
Yes.
It adds up.
2019 was Coheed and Cambria. And the song was Dark Sentencer.
So you notice how his wasn't like
2020?
How Lights wasn't yours every year in a row?
I'm sorry. I'm just going to go to 2020 for Jesse. Coheed and Cambria. Possibly the Dark Sentencer. He may have switched up by this point.
Unheavenly Creatures, I think, has overtaken Dark Sentencer.
My prediction.
How
for
far I'll go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
My prediction for 2020 is Mandy's will probably be anyone other than Lights, because Lights is going to block her after hearing this podcast.
Mandy suddenly will not be able to listen
no
to
more
her
access to Lights.
I feel so. I couldn't even like have pride in posting my rap on like Twitter and shit, because I felt so upset that I wasn't tagging Lights.
Oh, I'm going to tag her in this podcast.
That'll be the one time she sees it, too. Anytime I've tagged her, like, I talked about her comic this week and blah, nothing. But it'll be this time.
You'll get a personal message from her, private one. It's just like, Mandy, I'm really disappointed.
Mandy might end herself.
She
at that
might
point.
Actually.
If she got a message from Lights,
well, I don't think she would kill herself. It would be like Mega Man. She would explode into particles and would just float away.
No, it would be Sonic. It would be coins.
Yeah, coins.
Rings.
Mandy, he said
rings.
Coins.
I know.
It's rings.
I know.
They're rings.
Oh, no.
Oh, what have
no,
I done,
Mr. Bill?
Oh no!
We're about a minute over on time. We got anything else we can cover?
I had well,
oh,
we
my
had
artist
the,
of the decade.
Yeah, I was
yes.
about to say we had the artist and the songs of the decade.
Well, my
I
artist
we did
of
that.
Well, that was my artist by year. My artist of the decade is Coheed and Cambria.
Yeah, we haven't
I'm
done
sure
the
Jesse's is too.
We haven't done the artists of the decade, the five, because we didn't do that one yet because Lindsay couldn't participate.
I don't know if I have that.
I'm
one.
A loser.
An artist of the decade for what?
Mine had like the last frame on mine had the top five artists of the decade.
Yeah, see, mine does not
mine
have that.
Mine just said top artists. I guess because I didn't
have a full...
there
were two of them at the end.
Oh,
like
is that what that was?
They were side by side. Yeah, one of them is your 2019 and one of them is of the
see,
decade.
I didn't know what that
like
was.
Like the breakdown.
Okay.
Okay, well, I don't have that.
Oh, let me see it.
That's Jesse, what I we're think running I was out of time. At the end.
All right. Yeah, go. Yeah, that one right there. That's going to be your the decade.
Oh.
Yeah.
But isn't this just
wrapped.
But isn't this just the same shit we've already said? Oh, that's a little bit different.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a little different.
Okay. So my top artists of the decade: Coheed and Cambria.
There you go.
Bone Thugs and Harmony, Nobuo Uematsu again, Green Day, and the only different one, Chevelle. Because Chevelle fucking rocks.
Chevelle does rock.
Lindsay's is Billy Idol. No, not Billy Idol. Billy Joel.
Is it this one? Or this one?
I'm taking one. Billy Joel.
I think. Let me see.
ABBA.
Uh huh.
Green Day.
Yeah, uh-huh. it'll be the black one.
Probably Queen and Weezer.
I was gonna say Disney, just as a whole.
Yeah, because they didn't put it on there at all.
But definitely Billy Joel.
Uh-huh, because I'm a dweeb.
And here I'll just say Allie's for her. She's not here. 21 Pilots, Billie Eilish.
21 Pilots.
21 Pilots again. Post Malone. Because she'd be like, well, I don't like them that much.
Let's be gentle with putting the same band on there multiple times, because my top five would be Coheed, 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 Coheed.
Yeah, fair. Good thing Spotify's like, we need to calm this man down.
And then number five on the decade would have been Mumford and Sons.
Yeah.
My top five songs of the decade: Dark Sentencer, Radioactive, because I did listen to that a lot. It's that fucking Defiance. It got me. Nighttime Walkers.
That's what made me hate the song.
Here to Mars.
Oh.
By Coheed.
Yeah.
And then this one surprised me. This Means War by Avenged Sevenfold.
Huh.
That's very surprising to me.
So three of my top five of the decade are Coheed. Big surprise. Mandy?
So my artist is John Bellion, the Chainsmokers, State Champs,
nice.
Lights, and Real Friends. And then like five of these I already named earlier because I thought that's what we were doing with the other five. But my top songs is Molly. So Lil Dicky featuring Brendon Urie.
That's your number one song of the decade?
I guess so. That's that one, right?
Holy shit. Yeah, that's that.
This one it's called New York Raining. I don't remember the artist, but it was on that show Empire.
Yeah.
So, and it was fucking good. Most Girls by Haley Steinfeld. The Feeling. Featuring Halsey. Might be by Justin Bieber. And then Rite of Spring, which is by Angels and Airwaves.
Oh,
whoa, Angels and Airwaves. Yes. But not some 40 plus. What is it? Plus 41?
Plus
44?
Plus 44.
Oh, yeah, that's the...
So it's the Tom DeLonge band.
I've always liked Angels and Airwaves better than Plus 44.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're 100%
correct. I love Plus 44.
Listen, nobody here at this table disagreed with you about Angels and Airwaves versus Plus 44. Asa Gray is the only person on the continent.
Okay, that's fair. Just as long as we all agree that Tom DeLonge is better
than
Mark Hoppus, we can end this.
Tom DeLonge's band
before the decade.
Tom DeLonge's band.
What the fuck?
Is better than Mark Hoppus's band.
What's going on with Slurms McKenzie over here?
She's got their party do.
Party do.
Yeah. I love Angels and Airwaves. We don't need to
Angels
whisper.
Angels and Airwaves is great.
Maybe that was my 2010 album. That album was fucking gold. Sorry. Good.
No, you're good. Angels and Airwaves is good shit.
Everyone asked me, why is Taylor Swift not in your top?
Because she wasn't on Spotify.
Neither was Final Fantasy. But to be fair, I ran Final Fantasy into the fucking dirt.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I can also confirm that Shannon has worn out Taylor Swift CDs.
Oh, yeah.
And like probably has contributed a significant portion to the Taylor Swift YouTube account.
Taylor Swift.
He made it so for a while at work, whenever one of her songs came on, I would step to the back room because I was sick of hearing it.
Specifically, it was...
Shake It Off.
No,
it's that.
No,
nice to meet you.
Blank Space.
Blank Space. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Blank Space.
Yeah. I mean,
there was no one in the store. We're like, I'm gonna go get a drink. I'll see you in a few.
She's so good, though.
All right. So my artist.
Liked the song. I was just
so,
tired
she's
of hearing
so
it.
Good. Jesse,
my artist of the decade. Some of these might be a little surprising. A couple of them won't be. Linkin Park, my number five. Shinedown was my number four.
Oh. That's a little surprising. Although I like Shinedown.
I also like Shinedown a lot.
40.
I like that song. The Sound of Madness album I got obsessed with.
Yeah.
But that was back in 2008. Anyway, Alex Clare was my number three. Mumford and Sons was my number two. And Coheed and Cambria, number one of the decade.
Not a shocker there.
No surprises on that front.
We need to get some variety this next decade, I feel.
None of us are going to make it through this next decade. This show ain't making it to the next decade. Let's be honest.
Right now, mark it. We'll do the decade show if it ends.
We'll
still
just
have to
do a big reunion
it.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll be a head in a jar.
A decade from now, if we are like alive, still, if we are still alive, if we are still doing the show spot. And it got really successful,
yeah,
that could be our first PodzillaCon.
We can't. By the way, I've seen it too, so we can't pull no shit of I'm not coming back if we make a promise because I've seen the movies now. Oh, I've seen scary movies.
Go see Antlers with us.
What?
Go see, I'll send you in the comfort of my own.
I know that I want to watch
Antlers. Watch it in the comfort of my own home with the sun shining through.
So my top songs.
With the backup episodes of Care Bears saved for afterwards.
Care Bears.
Top songs of the decade. Little Lion Man by Mumford & Sons was number 5. In the End by Linkin Park was number 4.
That doesn't even matter.
You're Gonna Go Far, Kid by The Offspring.
Hey.
Yeah, that was my number 3. What You Know by Two Door Cinema Club was number 2. And Too Close by Alex Clare was number 1.
I need to know who this Alex Clare person is if I haven't listened to him before.
So, interesting to note, my top 5 songs of the decade, no Coheed.
It is weird.
Huh.
How the fuck did that happen?
That's a little shocking.
Yeah, that honestly makes me question the legitimacy of the...
You want to recap?
Yeah.
Well, one of mine for top artists was Pat Buchanan. How the fuck did that happen?
I got nothing on that.
That's
one,
a
buddy.
Politics joke. Wow. Wow, that one that was like a fucking jet flown by a chicken. Did not land.
You should know that.
Just
I wouldn't
crash
have
and burn.
I mean, I knew it was a politician. That's why I looked at you.
It was a hanging Chad, which I can't make that joke because my friend
it's
Chad is black.
That, but it's been a... It's been a minute since Pat Buchanan was any amount of relevant.
Yeah, it's a joke. Anyway, fuck Spotify. Who do you just? We'll get out of here on this. Who is your artist of the decade?
No, Spotify was right.
All right, then stick with Spotify, you ass.
Man, it was Coheed and Cambria. How could
I
that
still
not be your
vote
artist of the decade?
I still think it's Coheed and Cambria, but really close is Taylor Swift because I really love Taylor Swift.
Probably Green Day for me.
I just wanted to mention Taylor Swift again.
I figured.
Fair.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for us. We're going to be back on Monday with the Nerd Ups, and they're going to be talking about those big reveals and what is it, GamesCon, Game Night, what is it
Games
called right now?
The Video Game Awards.
The Video Game Awards.
Oh,
it's Jeff, Jeff.
Or the Game Awards, I think. Is
it Jeff Keighley?
Yeah, I think Jeff Keighley's hosting it.
They just announced the new Xbox. It's called the Xbox One Series X.
I thought it was just the Xbox Series X. Is what
Maybe
you said
it's just
earlier.
The Xbox Series X, but what a weird name, because I already have an Xbox One X. That won't get confusing.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you have the Xbox One X?
Well, I think the
Do
Xbox...
you mean the Xbox One X or the Xbox Series X?
Because they were talking about a while back that the One X will be forwards compatible with those games.
At least this is
not
a whole
all
new
of
system.
Them. But yeah, no, I understand. But yeah, it's supposed to be forwards compatible with a lot of those games.
Well, we'll see about that. Because they said the same thing about the new 3DS, and then they put out one game for it. Do you remember what that game was?
No, the new 3DS had 3 games that were exclusive to it.
With the 3, because I only remember one. Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yeah, Xenoblade Chronicles was exclusive to it. Was it Majora's Mask exclusive to it?
No, I played that on a regular 3DS XL, I'm pretty sure. But
I
also don't know enough about it.
I remember there were 3 games because I remember that being the line we gave out of GameStop a lot. There are only 3 games that can only be played on the new 3DS.
The PS2 syndrome.
It was kind of like, well, it's not the first time Nintendo had done that before. Like, remember on the N64 when they released
the
memory
expansion pack? Yeah.
There were only like 4 games that needed. Maybe that's what I'm thinking about Majora's Mask.
Majora's
Mask
definitely needed it.
Yeah, one of the games that needed
or
that.
On the Wii when you had like 3 games that used the Wii Motion Plus.
Yeah.
But you had to have it for those 3 games. Anyway, we're going to talk about it all on Monday, Jesse, and the game you're going to talk about on a Nerd Up and fill you in on that, include that new Xbox One. Until then, the balcony is closed. Thank you guys for tuning in once again to Podzilla 1985. We love you so much. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, if you're in the area locally, watch out this weekend. We could have weather or we could not have weather. It may snow or rain, but we are definitely getting some kind of winter participation.
We're getting some kind of precipitation. It's almost certainly not winter.
But it could be. It might not. But we are going to have thunderstorms on Monday.
So we might have tornadoes.
So, who the fuck knows?
It's also supposed
Bobby
to.
Bobby Clubs, we need you now more than ever.
It's supposed, like right now we have precipitation in the forecast for Christmas and Christmas Eve and the day after Christmas. But the temperatures are predicted to be in the high 30s. So likely no snow.
Or could be in the low 30s. No one really knows. It's Missouri. It's Missouri. I said it.
It's also the weather.
Bye, guys. Thanks, Mandy.
Yep.
We'll see you on Monday. Peace.